and where you're calling from. And we're excited that you have joined us on the Master's Call this Wednesday morning.
Good morning, Angela Hill, Alexandria, Virginia.
All right. Angela, thank you for joining the call this morning. I am going to move out of the way at this time and bring on our host, Dr. Vanessa. Are you on the line this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, headed back that way today and excited about Jesus on this wonderful Wednesday morning, and grateful to each and every one of you who have joined us on the Master's Call today. We praise God for each and every one of you. We're excited that you all have seen fit to join us on the call, and we assure you that the Spirit of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the Word of the Lord will go forth mightily today. We are a call that celebrates God from our very Alpha to the Omega each and every morning. Myself, along with Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, are excited about this assignment, this mandate, this call that the Lord has given us. And as we began our journey last year, we have endeavored to be faithful and consistent to have a place where believers can come each and every morning to be encouraged by the Word of God, and for our Artists International family to knit our hearts, to encourage our hearts each and every day. And for those of you who are visiting who are not a part of Artists, you are so welcome, and we thank God for you joining and accepting the invitation to be a part of what we call the TMC, the Master's Call family. The mission that the Lord has given us as we began this journey back on October 25th of 2010 is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So each and every day, this call is a place where you are enriched, fortified with the Word. Like you take your vitamins, we're fortifying you with spiritual vitamins each and every day. And we're enhancing, adding to your life by pouring into you the anointing and the Word of God to stir up the gifts of God that lie inside of each and every one of us. And we want to empower you spiritually, because as ministers in the marketplace, to encourage you to go out and be that light in dark places, be that hand extended, be that mouthpiece that the Lord can use. And the scripture verse that the Lord has given us as we have begun this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So I praise God that his prayers, the prayers of the righteous, come before each and every one of us every morning, and that we are collectively, corporately coming on this call to seek the heart, the mind, and the will of God each and every morning. And if you're a visitor, a first-time visitor, we want to let you know that we do have a website where we archive all these powerful messages and allow you to go and, at your convenience, just click on the different links. And I always call it a buffet table, a spread, a rich, fortified spread of the Word of God for you to sample and taste whatever you need. If you need some encouragement, if you need some hope, if you need some guidance, I assure you there is a strategic prophetic word on that website that will bless your heart. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And just feel free to click on any of those links and just be blessed. And we're also asking you to be that evangelist and spread the word and share with others, family and friends, that we do have a website and we do have this call each and every day. And one of the other mandates that Dr. PK and myself received from the Lord was to be a true haven of prayer, because we know and we stand on the word that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so we have an email address, but we do encourage our artist family and just part of people of the TMC family to email us and give us your prayer requests. Your praise reports, we love to get those too. And just let us know that you're there and you're being blessed by the calls. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we encourage you to avail yourself. And we also have prayer warriors. And I praise God. I thank God each and every day for the ladies and women of God. And we can have a brother too now. It's open. Who have stepped up to the plate and are a part of our prayer team. And we literally email each other all the prayer requests. And we saturate them in prayer. We speak the word over them. We decree and declare to the heavens that the will of the Lord will be done. And we are excited about the many praise reports that have come. So we're always looking for prayer warriors. This call, we're the facilitators. It belongs to the TMC family. So if you have a lifestyle of prayer, a heart to pray, we encourage you to email us. Don't text me, email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Amber, will get with you and let you know what it takes to become a part of our family. But that door is always open. And to our artist family, we are excited that the Lord used the Artist International to knit our hearts together and birth forth this call. And we're encouraging you to go to your back office and, as I lovingly say, take heed to that four-letter word. It's not a curse word. Read and see what's going on. There's so many activities, regional meetings coming up, different corporate activities. We had an awesome end of month, and a lot of promotions were going on. And we want to read regularly, daily, and see what's going on. So we're going to encourage you to go to your back office and avail yourself of that information. And again, if you're on this line and you're not a part of International, we do want you to get back with the person who invited you on this call and see for yourself, hear for yourself what all the excitement is about and why we are part of a family Christian-owned company and why we saw it as an assignment to lift up the Diaz de Leon family so that after 22 years of them being faithful, firm, and consistent, that artist is still thriving and growing strong today. I would like now for our assigned person to pray. I think it's Minister Kathy to come back to the line and give us an opening word of prayer, and we're going to get up our man of God. Wow, did he bless our hearts yesterday, and we're going to soar on even higher this morning. Minister Kathy, are you there?
Here, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, well, we'll go to the throne of God this morning. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this, another day that you've given unto us. And Father, as I say often, we never take it for granted. We never take it for granted that we're able to get out of our beds and we're able to come before your throne and give you praise. We're able to greet the day. And we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you've given unto us. And we make a choice to choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We do therefore the word today, and we rejoice in you today. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that have joined on this call today. I bless you, Lord God, that our hearts are open to hear what you have to say to us this morning. I pray right now, God, that we would just remain with our anticipation of what you're going to say on this call today. We pray, Lord God, for the man of God as he come before you now in the name of Jesus to be your mouthpiece, Lord God, on this call. I pray, Lord God, that you clear his mind and clear his vocal cords, Lord God. Let him be able to speak the very oracles of God. We thank you, Lord God, for using this man of God in the name of Jesus. We come against any attack of the enemy, and we declare and decree that the word shall come forth today unhindered. Thank you, Lord God, uninterrupted. We thank you, Lord God, that the word shall come forth, and it shall fall on good ground in our hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are not just going to be hearers of your word, but God, we bless you that we are doers of your word today. I thank you for everyone that is on this call, Lord God, that we'll be ready in anticipation of what you're going to say and do unto us today in your word. Thank you for new heights, Lord God, new levels. Thank you, oh God, for where you're taking us. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for this company, Artists International. We pray, Lord God, for our founders. And we bless you, Lord God, for them. And we ask you, Lord God, continue to order their steps. Continue to align the right people. Put the right people in their path, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to help, Lord God, undergird them and help them as they go forward in growing and developing this company. We thank you, Lord God, for every person that is associated with Artists International. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to grow our businesses and help us, Lord God, align to the system that has been put in place for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us wisdom and understanding, Lord God. And as we continue to move forward, I bless you, Lord God, for Dr. Vanessa, Pastor PK, Lord God. I continue to ask, Lord God, that you bless their lives. Thank you for their obedience to the master's call, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that they said yes to you. And I pray, Lord God, that you give them a hundredfold blessing, Lord God, just for their obedience, Lord God, over this season and this time. Continue to undergird Pastor TK, Lord God. Give her the strength that she needs to walk this journey. Thank you, God, that you're the one that helps and you're the one that keeps us. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, Miss Kathy. Thank you for just so strategically aligning the heavens. We want to give the man of God plenty of time. I tell you, we know him. We love him. He's a senior pastor of Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center of Metairie, Louisiana, married to my Spelman sister, Miss Marcia Norris Brown, for 15 years. And I love on his bio on Facebook, you can look him up under Pastor Chuck Brown. He so proudly says how he's married to, that he is a father of the best son and best daughter in the world, of Charles III and Christina. Eve, he has been pastoring for 5 years and doing an awesome work. They just moved into a new facility. He has authored the book, The Death of the Desperate Woman, and you want to get it. Again, he is a father, a husband, a pastor, an anointed psalmist, and my preaching machine. I bring to you now, introducing to some and presenting to others, Pastor Chuck Brown. The floor is yours.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Vanessa. We bless the Lord for you, for your ministry, and for your faithfulness to this call. And to Lady Pastor, Evangelist, Prophetess Kathy, we bless the Lord for you as well for that wonderful prayer. And my mom, Dr. PK, who we're still continuing to lift up through this unfavorable season, but we know that God has already given her strength and will continue to do so. Today I want to share from the book of John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 1. We'll begin at verse 1. After this, John chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had now been in a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for the reading of the word. Today I want to minister from this subject, too long in the same position, too long in the same position. It is an extremely dangerous thing to find yourself in the same position too long. You don't ever want to become accustomed to where to being where you've been for the rest of your life. I don't know about anybody else, but if the place I'm in is a place of misery, then I refuse to be in the same place too long. And I know generally that the emphasis on this particular passage is regarding the lame man. However, tonight I want to also really focus on verse 3. Today I want to focus on verse 3. I want to address the crowd of people who shared the porch with this lame man. To the person who is sick and tired of being sick and tired, this word is for you this morning. And to the sister who's ready for the next level, to the brother that's ready for a new move, a fresh wind, a fresh fire, this word is for you. What do you do when you find yourself too long in the same position? Look at the cast of the story. It includes Jesus, the lame man, who received his healing, and a host of people who were blind, halt, withered, and impotent. There were individuals who were blind, couldn't see anything. But before you begin to judge them, let me ask you, have you ever found yourself blind in life? Not physically, but have you ever been to the place where you couldn't see your next move? I know something has to be done, but I can't see what move to make next. I know that a move has to be made, but I don't know what that move is. In fact, if the truth be told, I've been here so long until I can't even see my way out. I've been struggling so long until I can't see life differently. Please understand that people who are blind have heightened senses. And that seems cool. It seems like it makes up for their lack of sight. In the physical, it does. But it doesn't spiritually. See, they can hear better. They can feel better. They can smell in details. They can even taste in a way that's above average. But the fact remains that they cannot see. And I know people, and honestly, I've been this person where they have heightened reaction. They praise louder than everybody else. They're more faithful than everyone else. You can depend on them being present. They're involved in everything. Heightened senses. But if you follow them home, it portrays a different portrait. When you hear them speak outside of church, it reveals a different understanding because they just left from praising and shouting for the victory, yet they have a problem. Although their other senses are heightened, they're still blind, and the blindness causes them to still be unable to see their way out, although they just praise God for bringing them out. They can't see things getting better, although they touched my folk and said, things are getting better for me. They can't see past their mountains. They can't see past their problems, their valleys, their hurt, their pain. Has this ever described you? You can hear a word saying that you're coming out, but you can't see your way out. It's a blindness issue. Then there are those in the black background who are halt. To be halt actually means to be lame, can't move forward, can't move past anything that's happened to you. When someone yells halt, what are they saying? They're ordering you to stop. That's what happens to individuals who are lame. The enemy has ordered them to stop, and they did it. If someone was driving behind you and started flashing their lights and honking their horn, many of you would look to see if you knew them, and if not, you would keep driving. However, if another type of vehicle got behind you with lights flashing and sirens blaring, and over the intercom you hear, stop, pull your car over, you would immediately pull over. What's the difference between the two? Why stop for one and not for the other? It's a matter of authority. Get this. Some of you have been pulling over in your life and stopping because a situation told you to. Some of you have stopped pursuing your life's passion because a person told you to. Some of you have even stopped walking by faith because something told you to. But let me tell you something. If you are not authorized to pull me over, I'm not stopping for you. That is to say that no demon has the authority to stop me. No circumstance has the authority to stop me. No person has the authority to stop me. No event that has ever happened in my past has the authority to stop me. I can't be lame or halt because I got to keep going. Paul said to the Galatians church, he did run well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? What stopped you from living right? If you tell me it's because of a preacher who have fallen from grace, I'll tell you that fall does not have the authority. What stopped you from giving your all in relationships? Don't tell me that the last man that hurt you did because he's not authorized to stop you. Who stopped you from living? Who stopped you from believing? Who stopped you from being involved in your life? In the background, you also found folk who were withered. They were dried up. They had no roots. In the parable of the sower, I'm going somewhere. One of the situations Jesus described was the word falling on stony places. He says that because the word didn't get deep enough in their heart, that when the sun came, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. How can you tell if you're withered? It is whenever you hear a word, experience some fire or some heat in life, then instead of allowing the word to surface, you forget all about it. Withered people don't last. They can't stick and stay. And when the wind blows, they fall. They are not rooted and grounded, and as a result are not stable. I know it's hard to admit this, but in the body of Christ, we have a lot of unstable folk, people who are swayed by every wind of doctrine. But this last group of folk, and I know they were mentioned first, but I'm hitting them last. They were those who were impotent, no power, no anointing, no results when they pray, helpless, lacking in strength. And when I look around in the church in 2011, it appears to be weaker than ever before. The power of God is not seen in churches, nor is it seen in believers as much as we used to. They can't get prayers through. No miracles are taking place. No signs and wonders are being seen by the world. Church, and I want you all to hear my heart, body of Christ. To the world, we look real weak right now. It's a sign of impotence. We're unable to reproduce, unable to get it up, so to speak. They see nothing in us that they want for themselves. No demons are being cast out. No respect for God, no respect for his house. People come when they want, leave if it's too long. They give their children an option of whether or not they want to go to church. And then when facing the enemy, they act surprised when they can't beat them. The problem is the devil ain't afraid of you when you don't have the power of God flowing in you. Seven dudes, when they walked up to a guy full of the devil thinking that they were going to cast this demon out, and they said, listen, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches, we cast you out. The demon laughed, said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know, but who are you? The devil is not obligated to respond to you when you're trying to live off mama's prayers. He's not obligated to respond to you because you go to such and such church. He only responds when he senses the power of God flowing through you. No power, no results. No power, no healing. No power, no deliverance. No power, no joy. No power, no promotion. No power, no victory. No power, no celebration. I describe these people because, again, they are the background of the story, and they are the folk who are in our ministries. They are the ones who I believe are even on the line right now. And the thing that amazed me about this passage is the fact that only one person got healed annually. So everybody else watched this one person get healed, and then they resumed life in the same condition. Here we go. Number one, stop watching everybody else get theirs while you remain in the same predicament. Stop watching everybody else get theirs while you remain in the same predicament. I wish I would go to church one way and leave the same way. I wish I would go to church down. I'm not, when I say church, I'm talking about getting on this line. I wish I would get on this line discouraged and leave, hang up discouraged. The devil is a liar. I will never leave out how I came in. I will not leave the same way I came. If I come empty, I'm leaving full. If I come thirsty, I'm leaving quenched. If I come sick, I'm leaving healed. I ain't going to just watch you get yours. I'm going to see you get yours, but at the same time, I'm also going to get mine. Here's number two. Stop coming to church for an event and come expecting an encounter. Stop going to church for an event and go expecting an encounter. Let me tell you why these folks stayed in the same position for so long. It was because of what they were waiting for. These people were waiting for an event. But when Jesus came into the room, they did not recognize him. Jesus wanted to provide a word that would affect their lives. There's a huge difference between the event and experience. You can attend an event, get excited, get pumped up, and leave the same way. But when you have an encounter with God, the effectiveness impacts you to the degree that something changes. It becomes a part of your experience. Get this. The crowd was waiting for an event to take place. They were waiting for the angel to come down, but Jesus enters the room. But they could not get what they needed from Jesus because they were waiting for an event. People of God, stop waiting on this preacher to come to town or that conference to come around or this person to get on. Okay, it's such and such day. I know he's going to be on the line. Or it's such and such day. I know she's going to be on the line. Man, whenever Jesus enters the room, whenever Jesus enters the conversation, whenever he enters the phone line, get what you need to get out of the position that you're in. The only way to get set free is to have an encounter. I've never seen an event add to a person's life. Listen, when you leave a sporting event, even if you're team one, it won't have any bearing on your life. You can attend a movie, and once you leave, no matter how good it was, it still won't change the reality of what you're facing in real life. Oh, but when you have an encounter with Jesus, things happen differently. When you encounter Jesus, even though you're going home to the same predicament, you're going into it a different person. I wish people would stop coming to church events and would start going to church ready to encounter God. You can tell the folk who get on ready for an encounter. They don't wait on nobody to get with them. They don't wait for nobody to tell them to clap their hands. They ain't waiting on anybody to tell them to shout or worship or to praise. They don't care who's ministering, because as long as Jesus is here, they know that they'll get something out of it. They don't care who's singing. As long as they're anointed, they know things will change. Get ready for an encounter. Here's my last point. Either get up or stay down. Oh, Governor, I know you're going to get mad. Please don't hang up on me. Just hear the remainder of it. Either get up or stay down. The choice is yours. Either you're going to stay where you are or rise to where you want to be. I'm so sick of people saying how tired they are in life, but when you ask them what they're going to do about it, they say, child, I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, that's not really the truth. They're like this lame man. They're waiting on somebody to change their position for them. He was waiting on a man to move him, but look at what Jesus does. He tells the man, look, do you want to be made whole or not? I don't have time to hear your excuses. I don't have time to hear about how bad it's been. I don't have time to hear your story. Do you want this or not? Then Jesus does something that you need to pay careful attention to. He tells the man to do something that he was not able to do. The Lord will always tell you to do something that you're currently not able to do. He tells the man to rise, take up your bed, and walk. Don't tell me what you can do, can't do. Jesus always tells you to do something you can't do. He tells blind folks to see. He tells dumb folk to talk. He tells folk with their arms to stretch forth their hands. He tells dead folk to live again. So when he approaches this lame man, Jesus tells him, rise, take up your bed, walk. Wait, Jesus, didn't you hear what I said? I can't walk. I haven't been able to walk in 38 years. I haven't been able to live joyfully for the past decade. Jesus never concerns himself with what you can't do, because he never bases his miracles on what you can or cannot do. Oh, that's what I call in my church a tweet moment. I'm going to say it again for you. Now, Jesus never concerns himself with what you can't do, because he never bases miracles on what you can or cannot do. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. But Jesus, you don't know how they treated me. They never treated me with respect. I was either left out, left in, or disregarded. They said words to me that devastated me. I can't do this. Take up your bed and walk. But Lord, they hurt me. Take up your bed and walk. But Lord, he walked out on me. Take up your bed and walk. But Lord, they destroyed me emotionally. Take up your bed and walk. But Lord, they abused me. They played me for a few. The doctor said I wasn't healed again. I don't care what was. I don't care what happened. I don't care what has been. Either rise up out of it or stay in it. You have a choice. Stay in the same condition or get out of it. Forgive or stay bitter. Move on or stay stuck. Rise above or stay an underachiever. Move forward or go back. I may not get everything tomorrow that I need, y'all, but one thing for sure is I'm not going to stay here. I've been in this position too long. I've been crying in this position too long. I've been hurting too long, disappointed with my life, in this position, crying over spilled milk, replaying the breakup, holding on to the pain of rejection, and I'm ready to be made whole. I've been in this position too long, and I'm not staying here a minute longer. I've been angry too long about what happened, and I'm not minimizing anything, y'all. I'm not belittling the severity of your situation. I'm telling you that you have a choice. Either stay in it or come out of it. To those of you who are spectating, I want to implore you not to do what the crowd did. If you see somebody who's having an encounter with God, tap into their encounter. Don't watch folk leave with what they need while you stay where you are. In fact, when you see people getting theirs, you need to go ahead and touch on to them, latch on to them and say, baby, I'm agreeing with you because I'm getting mine right now. I refuse to stay here too long in the same position. My swag is back. My joy is back. My love is life. My love for life is back. I'm back. Don't stay where you are. Get out of that situation. God bless you. I pray that this word bless your life. Amen.
Amen. What a word. I tell you, off the hook with the rhema word of God. Too long in the same position. Being too long in the same position. We will get that posted on our website. If you want to call in, and the playback number for this message for today is 712-432-1085, and the same code. I tell you, Pastor Chuck, you brought it home, but those four key points that you want to anchor on so that we get up and get going. He said, stop watching everyone get theirs and and you leave in the same predicament. So I'm coming on this call every morning and feeling the presence of the Lord like we do right now, and you still hang up with the same predicament and same mindset. Number two, stop coming to church or to this event or any place as an event, but come for an encounter. Be a God chaser. Come for an encounter and experience. And then thirdly, get up or stay down. Make a choice. Do you want this or not? Man of God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for that awesome, awesome word. And we speak back into your spirit the virtue of God. Oh, I tell you, it's such an anointed, powerful word that caught everybody in a place of let me get it together and get on in Jesus. Come on, Miss Robin, close us out in prayer in our last 2 minutes and lift up our prayer requests. And we thank God for you as you come.
Amen. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We are not going to stay the same. We are getting up, Lord God. We believe your word. We're standing on your word. And, Lord God, I thank you that we have confidence in your word. So all of the prayer requests that we put out, Father God, we know that you are perfecting those things that concern your people. That is health. That is healing. That is depression. That is provision. That is protection, my Lord God. There is nothing missing in any of our lives, Lord God. We will not stand back. We are getting ours. We are standing on your word. We will move forward, Father. We're not going to be spectators. So we give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, Lord, that everything that concerns us is being taken care of by the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for so sealing that anointed word today and lifting up our prayer requests as we continue to believe God for the manifestation of his promises. Also, again, always thank you, Pastor Chuck, for being a son of this ministry and a part of our TOC family, always blessing us each and every time you're on. And I thank God for the many times you're on just to be fed yourself. That means so much to us. And Minister Kathy, thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting everybody and bringing them to the line and giving us that powerful opening prayer. So to each and every one of you on the line this morning, we again thank God for you. Trust that you have been blessed, encouraged with a mandate and a mission to go out and move from that place, as we were taught today, too long in the same position. And as we always end this call with the mandate, that now you go out and submit and obey the call from the Master on your life. Be his minister in the marketplace. Be God's kingdom builder. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to our call tomorrow where Minister Kathy will continue to teach us the being destined for success. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.